Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Welcome back, fans of the Pro. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister, talking some Saints, talking some Pelicans, and now we're going to talk some college football. Man, what a weekend. Starts tonight, Alabama at Oklahoma. Then tomorrow, Miami at Texas A&M. The middle game is another rematch, just like tonight. Number 11, Tulane at Ole Miss, and Gary Smith, NOLA.com, Tulane beat writer, publisher of The Wave Report. Gary, welcome to the show. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
So are you up in Oxford?
No, I'm actually a passenger in a car on the way up to the Oxford area right now.
Oh, so, all right. Well, good. So I hate to do this, but let's kind of get it out of the way. It's such a tough situation. Mm-hmm. I feel so bad for John Sumrall. His dad passed away yesterday. It became, you know, obviously news today.
Right.
So our hearts and prayers go out to him. I don't know how he's talked about it or not talked about it or what.
Yeah, he's released a statement on it. And his dad had Alzheimer's. It was he had been to every game basically that John Sumrall had coached until this year. He was able to make a few this year. But yeah, it's obviously a tough situation.
So when you have a rematch game like this, so the first game this year was back in September, was not pretty.
No.
I mean, you look at the numbers for it, like Jake Retzlaff was 5 of 17 passing.
Mm-hmm.
The leading receiver had 35 yards.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just, it was not pretty. It was September 20th,
yeah.
Ended up losing, what, 45 to 10? 45
to 10, correct.
45
to 10. And the 10 came very late with a
right.
touchdown. It was 45 to 3.
I like to go back to September 9th, 2023, when
mm-hmm.
they played Ole Miss at Yeoman. And that was 17-17 into the fourth quarter. In fact, 27-20 with 3 minutes left. That was Jackson Dart. So you just never know in these I guess my question is, you just never know in these rematch games.
Right. Well, let's put it this way. There have been 6 rematches in college football this year, and the team that lost the first game has won 5 of those 6 rematches. You know, none of those teams had lost 45-10 in their first meeting, but I think Tulane's a live underdog in this game for some reason. You mentioned Jake Retzlaff's numbers. He threw for 200. He averaged 265 yards passing for the rest of the year after that game. That was by far his worst performance of the year. He was still learning his receivers. He'd only gotten on campus in late July. And I anticipate a much better performance from him tomorrow and in that game. And then the second factor is Tulane's best running back, Jamari McClure, was their fifth-string running back for that game. Through 9 games this year, he had rushed for 50 yards. I was pulling my hair out because I had made multiple predictions in the preseason on different shows that he was going to be their breakout star. Since then, he's rushed for over 400 yards in the last four games. He is a difference-making running back. Ole Miss's weakness at times this year has been run defense. So that's another factor that Ole Miss didn't have to deal with the first time around. And the third thing, just pride. This Tulane team was totally humiliated in that game. They feel they're a heck of a lot better than they were, and they're relishing the chance to get a chance to prove that was not the real Tulane team when they played in September.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think, you know, really from the quarterback's perspective, you have to understand how long had he truly been in that offense? I mean, and so for him to have, you know, the opportunity to go up in Oxford and play against that defense then was kind of unfair. I think that you will get a totally, totally different offense than you got back in September. I want to get your thoughts defensively on how they will match up. You know, we know Lane is not there to be able to be on the sideline to give his input. On what plays or what players are going in. But, you know, for the majority of that staff is there, even the play caller, Charlie, and just get your thoughts on it from a defensive perspective.
Yeah. Well, they certainly didn't match up well the first time, and that is a problem because Trinidad Chambliss, that was his second start. They didn't totally know what they were going to get from him. They found out the hard way how good that guy is. He threw for over 300 yards. He ran for over 100 yards. He didn't run for over 100 yards against anybody else. Like his first carry was a 42-yard sprint right up the middle of the field. That's going to be pivotal for Tulane. They have to have a better plan. You know, now they have a lot more film on him, obviously, that he started the whole year. But you know, there's a reason he finished eighth in the Heisman Trophy voting. Really, nobody had an answer for him. I guess Georgia did in the fourth quarter, but that was after he put up five touchdowns in five possessions against a really good defense before that. And to me, that's going to be the key for Tulane is can they come up with a plan to at least slow Trinidad Chambliss down, because they had no answer for him whatsoever in the first meeting.
Well, Gary, I don't want to cut you short, but I know you're in the car, and I know you're in an area, I'm guessing, not the greatest cell service in the world, but good luck tomorrow. We appreciate your time, as always. The winner gets Georgia in the All-State Sugar Bowl quarterfinal, so we'll see how things go. 2:30 tomorrow up in Oxford. Safe travels, and again, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on the show.
You bet. That's Gary Smith, NOLA.com, Tulane beat writer, publisher of The Wave Report.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Well, Mr. Oxford, where's all the cell towers going up there, man? You drive up there all the time. What's going on?
Depends on where he's at. I mean, I was going to ask.
You knew automatically.
Yeah, depends on where he's at. There's a stretch between right there at Durant. to Lexington, it's about 15 to 20 minutes. If you're caught right there, no chance. And then if you're on the back way, Highway 6, going up the back way and not on the highway going through Batesville, no chance. Your cell phone, it's going to pop. It is what it is, and it's been that way for a while.
Yep. Well, we apologize. I know that sometimes it's a little frustrating, but I was glad to get his thoughts on it. What's the Lane Kiffin effect tomorrow?
There's an effect. I mean, there's definitely an effect. You can talk that, he won't. There's an effect. And I think the biggest effect of it becomes on the offensive side. Now, what's interesting is Lane called some plays, but Charlie Weiss called the majority of those plays. I think Lane was probably a lot more involved in it when you talk about the red zone. And, hey, whether or not we're going to go for it, whether or not we're going to kick it, different things of that nature. I think that, Pete Golding, who obviously was a DC, had been with Lane at Alabama and some other places, he will all lean, really, on his staff. But it'll be his ultimate call. When you talk about going for it on fourth down, I think he's going to be aggressive. I think that he will be aggressive, and he'll trust his defense. He'll trust his defense. He's a defensive coach, so he will trust his defense. But as far as what he wants to see from that offense and Charlie Weiss and those guys, he'll try to keep it, pretty much like it was, as close as possible.
How hard are rematch games are hard? This is a different kind of rematch game.
Yep.
Because neither team has played in the college football playoffs before, so they're both first-timers, and this is not just your average rematch game.
No, it's not. What's interesting is normally in a game like this, how long have both teams have been off?
A few weeks. Tulane played in the conference championship.
So Tulane should be a little bit more fresher.
Right. It's been a while for Ole Miss.
For Ole Miss, Egg Bowl, and which was Thanksgiving.
Oof.
The day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And so the first thing that you worry about when you talk about games like this, and that's not all teams, is ball security and the little things, false starts, alignment issues, little things of that nature. You worry, and that's both teams, because now that throw that you normally make, man, I hadn't thrown this quote-unquote pressure throw where I have to make it immediately. At the end of the day, the better athletes will take over, but I still need to put them in a position where they can be the athlete, if that makes sense. And, I think Tulane will be without one of their playmakers as far as a receiver. That doesn't help. But for the most part, both teams should be fairly healthy because you hadn't played. You hadn't played, four or five games. And so if I was dealing with a little, man, my ankle has been bad, it's been hurting me, I've had a month. I've had 3 weeks to kind of get that feeling pretty good. So from a health standpoint, you should be okay in most areas. And now here's the other thing, and I'm fairly sure on this one, maybe there's a player or two that didn't get to play a lot, and he was right on the cusp of a red shirt or not red shirt. Well, from my understanding now, those don't count. So I may be able to throw one of those guys in on coverage as a returner, kickoff returner, something like that, you may see a player or two pop up in a position or two like that. Because like you said, Mike, there's no, we've got next week. No, you don't have next week if you don't win.
Right.
So you've got to win.
And beyond the fact that Tulane was dominated by them back in September, 45-10, there's no pressure on Tulane right now. Right,
There's pressure, and there's not
more,
not pressure.
There's more pressure.
There's a lot more. The thing that Tulane cannot let happen, it has to be a game at halftime. It still has to be a game when it gets to halftime. It still has to be a game at the end of the first quarter. You can't let Ole Miss go up 14, 17, nothing in the first quarter.
Right.
Because now any emotion that they had, it's going to be released. And then guess what pops up into your head? A little doubt. Yep, it was real.
Now
we can't play with these guys. They're up 17, they're up 14, in the first quarter. The longer that game is close, the more pressure it becomes on Ole Miss, because you're supposed to win.
Right.
You're the expected winner. I'm not talking about point spread and all that. You're supposed to win because you beat me earlier. But if I can turn you over, if I can be aggressive, because if I'm Tulane, coming in fourth down, okay, no worries.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, fourth and two. Yeah, we're going for it.
Yeah,
can you stop us? Can you stop us? You know, and so situations like that puts a lot more pressure on Ole Miss. I mean, but at the same time, now you can't get to the point where you're not getting it, and they're going and converting touchdowns, right? Because now you make a game that should have been or had a chance at being close, you make it where you don't even give your guys a chance.
No, I totally agree. I feel like it's important early because and Deuce is right. One team's expected to win. There is a 17.5 point spread for Ole Miss, and Ole Miss hasn't played. What you worry about, if I'm Ole Miss, I'll put my Ole Miss hat on. I don't want an early turnover to somehow, and Tulane goes up. Now, all of a sudden, that you're in your Ole Miss head going, whoa, wait a minute here. I don't want to – now I get a little tentative. I don't want to be tentative.
I don't think that bothers them, though.
Okay.
An early turnover, because now I know I have to focus to come and play. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I know I have to focus and come and play. An early turnover, I think if you're Ole Miss, you start to worry if you go down 14.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Going down 7, I don't think that bothers you as much. You go down 14, 17 points, now that starts to bother you, because now the question becomes, well, you know, if I had my head coach, he would call this or he would do this. You know, all of that doubt and that second guessing starts to come into play. You going down 7, it's just like, I can bounce back from that. That I don't want to say that's no big deal, but that's no big deal. The problem becomes where you've had the ball 3 times, you haven't scored, you've had one turnover. Now you're down, you know, I'm looking at 10, 14, nothing. You're looking even 14-3, and you're looking like, man, what's going on? You know, we need some new plays. You know, Coach Kiffin would have called this. Coach Kiffin would have done this by now. That's where you start to get worried, so to speak.
Now, with my Tulane hat on, I'm thinking you just like you said, you get to halftime and it's 20-14.
You feel great.
You have proven.
You feel great.
You can score on them.
You feel
touchdowns.
Great.
You're down, but now every possession becomes a little more.
You feel, if I'm down, if I get to halftime and I'm 20-14, I feel great.
Yeah.
I feel great. I mean, because now if I get 6 possessions, if I can put points on the board, whether it's 3 or 7, I feel really, really good about it, because now I feel like I can get a turnover, or I've had one already. You know, I can create an extra possession by maybe going for it on fourth down. So if I can get there, I feel great. And then I really like my quarterback in this situation as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so
he's a different cat than earlier too.
Because both have played a lot more games in that system.
Right.
Neither of these guys were there. We just talked about some of the Saints issues. Right. Neither of these guys were there this spring. You know, these were late additions to your roster, and so it should be a good matchup. The weather should be fantastic. You know, intriguing for a lot of different reasons. We'll see.
You're very diplomatic. I love that. I mean, that's your alma mater.
That's just the truth.
That's your alma mater. I mean, it's good. It's going to be a great game. It's going to be a big day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.